Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. 2015 was a year of increasing repression across much of Africa, according to the annual report from Human Rights Watch. The group says many African countries, especially in East and Central Africa, impose new restrictions or pressure on opponents, journalists, rights activists, often to meet electoral goals. This is the group's executive director, Kenneth Roth.
What we've noticed over the last year in particular is that the autocrats of the world, the authoritarian governments, are running scared in the face of civil society. This has become particularly acute now that civil society has been empowered by social media, particularly social media on a mobile phone. Because what that means is that it is much easier for civic groups to mobilize large numbers of people on the street in order to protest governmental policy.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. The UN envoy to Libya warned Wednesday that the political process in the country's parliament is taking too long, which would allow for the further expansion of the Islamic State group in the region. This is Martin Kobler, the UN envoy to Libya.
I urge the respect, and here I have the authority of the Security Council of the United Nations behind me. I urge the respect for the stipulations of the agreement. And it says if there are changes, if some things cannot be accepted, there is a mechanism in place.
On Monday, Libya's House of Representatives voted against the unity government proposed under a peace deal, giving rivals 10 days to come up with a new, smaller cabinet. VOA News. The final